Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for February 26th, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. This week is Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, and that means a plethora of new entrants in the Android smartphone space. We don't have time to cover all of them here on 9to5 Google Daily, but over the last 48 hours, we've seen the Alcatel 1X and 5, Huawei's MediaPad M5 tablets, the Nokia 1, 6, 7 Plus, and 8, the ZTE Blade V9 and Tempo Go, the Sony Xperia XZ2, XZ2 Compact, and many, many more. Stars of the show were obviously the Samsung Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus, the two latest flagships from the Korean company. Frankly, the Galaxy S9 looks a lot like the Galaxy S8. It brings the same 5.8-inch Super AMOLED display from last year's model, a single rear-facing camera, as opposed to the dual shooter on the Plus model, and the company made a big deal out of the new, more sensible location of the phone's fingerprint sensor. The larger Galaxy S9 Plus has a 6.2-inch Super AMOLED display. Internally, there's actually a growing number of differences between the two smartphones. Both have the latest Snapdragon 845 processor, but the larger model is otherwise getting beefed up with 6 gigs of RAM and, of course, a larger battery. Overall, the two phones are about what we expected. As was previously rumored, both phones have a dual aperture camera that can switch between f2.4 and f1.5, which should allow the phones to perform better in a wider variety of lighting situations. The other standouts are, of course, the larger model's second camera, a new DeX dock, and Samsung's Animoji ripoff. Other notable smartphone announcements from the weekend include the new Sony Xperia XZ2 and XZ2 Compact, the confusingly named LG V30S Thin Q, and a slew of new Nokia entrants. The V30S is barely different from the previously announced LG V30, only packing slightly more RAM and a couple new AI features. Meanwhile, the new handsets from Sony were a pleasant surprise with their bezel light 18x9 displays, and interestingly, 3 out of the 4 Nokia announcements run Android 1 on the software side of things. With the exception of Android Go devices, the company has also said that all future handsets will run Android 1 as well. Read these Mobile World Congress stories and much more on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.